It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
It's important to note that Omicron continues to be much more transmissible than Delta.
That's Rochelle Walensky from the CDC yesterday. Now, that was the spoken press conference. She was on there in a Zoom call, and it goes everywhere. Well, the written information from CDC didn't tell you this part. It's also, as they admitted, far less dangerous than any other variant.
Yeah, and they looked at, before the CDC even mentioned that, there was another study that came out of California. Okay, this is California. Let's look at the most left state in our nation. This study of 70,000 people with COVID found out that it is 95% less lethal than the Delta variant.
There you go.
That's
a big study, too.
Yeah, those who were hospitalized either had comorbidities or they were unvaccinated or both. They were there a brief period of time. None were put on a ventilator, and nobody died. 70,000 people.
They're not talking about that.
No.
I think if it was, you know, such a concern, they'd have a giant death number broadcast on every TV network every single day, and they haven't.
I think you're right. You know, they do come out and say, well, every minute 9 people are being infected with the Omicron.
True, and I get that.
Which is true. She just said it's highly transmissible. I literally think if you walk by somebody who has it, you're going to get it. That's how easy it is to catch.
It's very contagious.
It's very contagious. Right. Rhode Island, as a matter of fact, I think most of the state has it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you look at New York City, not the state, but the city, their rates are starting to drop like a rock.
See, that's what a lot of the health experts, too, are also saying, but they're not getting the publicity that you follow South Africa. That's where it was first identified. It's almost gone.
Yeah.
It had its run.
And then it's gone. What I wonder is, on that note, knowing that, I mean, we're already looking at New York City, they're going to decline in cases. Our governor has said that's what's going to happen. It's going to peak and then it drops dramatically.
Right.
Why are all of these drug companies working on the Omicron vaccine?
Got to jump on it while it's hot.
But they say it's not going to be out until March. By then, it's going to be gone.
Are
they going to tell us it's coming back?
The only answer I can come up with is just money. I mean, honestly. And I'm not anti-vax. I'm double vaxxed and boosted and all that stuff. But there's no explanation for it. I understand. I mean, the CDC director, this is what she also said. I understand. It's her job. She has to push for full vaccination, but you're right.
We must all of us do our part to protect our hospitals and our neighbors and reduce the further spread of this virus.
Okay. And the big concern now, because hospitals are overcrowded, it is true. And you've got staff members who are sick and everything.
Right.
You know, a big part of that, though, is you whipped up everybody into such a hysteria. They're going to the hospital without hardly any symptoms,
right.
But they're so afraid of this, and then they'll wind up getting this in the hospital, because that's where it is.
That's the problem.
And they're overcrowding, and they're putting stress on staff. And
they're telling, and most companies say, if you test positive, including ours, you have to go home for 5 days.
True.
You work in a hospital, you get the whole 8th floor test positive of nursing staff. What do? They all got to go home. Somebody's got to fill in for them. So that's why they're bringing in the National Guard. But they don't tell you that. They make you think that the hospitals are overrun like they were at the beginning of the pandemic,
yeah,
when we didn't know what it was. And when, you know, Cuomo put all the sick people in the nursing homes and killed those poor people. Remember, they brought that big Navy ship into New York City. They never used it.
They didn't.
No, not for COVID cases. But they're liking it. They're making people think that's what's happening now. The reason the National Guard's being called in is because hospital staff, they're testing positive. They have to stay home. They can't go to work. And it's a bunch of people doing it. So they don't have the staff. It's not like they're dying.
No, you're right. There's no comparison. They've tried. They tried to make it. The media has tried to make this comparison to when this first broke out, and it's whipped people into just hysteria.
But at the same time, people are sick of it.
Yep.
They want to move on with their lives.
Right.
You know, just tell us what we got to do.
Right.
You know, if I got to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. But I want to go back outside. I saw a group of bicyclists yesterday. A group outside riding their bicycles. It must have been a racing team, all masked up. They drove by me probably going 35 miles an hour. I mean, these guys are hauling it. And I looked over and I thought, they got masks on? How are you breathing outside?
Because, you know, the Omicron can catch up to you and get you on the bike.
I'm like, wow.
I told you, my favorite example of all time. Saw it on Congress Avenue in Boynton. Guy had no leather, barely any shoes on, no helmet, but double masked on the motorcycle. when you're not afraid of massive head trauma, but you want to get the vid. That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I saw this, Bill. It happened.
You see it? Did you see one too?
Probably the same guy.
It's stunning when you see it.
I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I was stunned silent. I saw this guy passing by us in the road, and I looked over, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what Bill saw. This guy's riding his motorcycle with no helmet, regular clothes, but he's wearing a stupid surgical mask. You know, the blue ones that are paper thin that don't do anything, that even Rachel Walensky said don't do anything? He's wearing that while riding his motorcycle.
It's stunning when you see it. It's hard to describe. Well, like, I thought I was hallucinating.
I didn't know what to do.
Maybe he did it because of the bugs. You ever been on a motorcycle without a helmet on?
That's fair.
You get whacked by those bugs, and if you swallow one, it's like...
That's true. Stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, that's the only explanation I can think of. Otherwise, it's just complete and utter stupidity.
I can't explain it.
You can't explain it.
Or when people take down their mask when they're outside wearing a mask and they take it down to smoke their cigarette. I love that, too. I've seen that before.
While they're pulling the oxygen tank.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but keep wearing your mask outside. Go ahead and smoke that cigarette. Have fun.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, those are good stories. This is our favorite story. I think it's our favorite story of the week. Maybe the year so far.
I think at least so far in 2022, this is one of the best. And only the best because everybody's okay. They freaked out for a little bit.
They thought they were poisoned. That's how they freaked out. But there's so many red flags. Let's start with the guy's 46 years old. We'll call him Michael. We won't even tell you his last name. He's an elementary school music teacher. Okay? Flag number one.
Wait, nothing wrong with that.
Well,
Hold on a second.
It is when you find out what he did.
I know, but so far.
Okay, flag number one. He lives with his 73-year-old mother.
Okay, now you got a flag.
Who doesn't need to have her son live.
She's active. She's fine.
She's critical to this story. Well, I guess it was Monday night. Michael, who had just returned from Colorado, where he bought a bunch of THC-laced butter, decided to make brownies. He cooked those brownies with a half pound of butter. Yes, the one laced with the THC. Puts them out, lets them cool off on a nice little platter, puts it on the kitchen table. Mom wakes up the next day, sees the brownies, and says, oh, I'm going to go play canasta with my friends at the senior center. Oh, no. I'm going to take the brownies with me. She does. They eat them. And then not hilarity ensued.
They were so freaked out. The senior center sent out the 911 calls. Multiple seniors thought they'd been poisoned, and they were really, really high. So it's a now South Dakota legally does not have recreational pot use. It's not legalized. So the police figured out what happened. They arrested Michael at the school where he works. They haul him out of classroom. Okay, kids, we're going to learn the triangle today. It's like, not today, sir.
How do you like that? There you go. Okay, there's the red flag with the elementary school. He got arrested in front of his class.
Several charges of possession for a controlled substance.
Holy cow. But you know what? You can see this happening. You really can. You know, mom wakes up, sees brownies, thinks, oh, my son made me brownies. How lovely. They're for the ladies at the canasta club.
I'll bring them for the girls. Yeah, exactly. He could face 5 years in jail, $10,000 fine. They're probably not going to pursue it too much, but still, oh boy. Yeah, you're right. You could actually see it happening.
Five years? Boy, he should move to Colorado. What's he doing in South Dakota?
Got a free deal with mom.
Wow. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, he's a pot-smoking slacker.
Wow. Jeez. Okay, who's worse, him or the doctor? What story do you like better?
The doctor.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, why? Because he's so weird?
It's just gross.
Oh.
It's so Hannibal Lecter. This is the UK guy, the story Karen had, of guy carved his initials into transplanted livers.
He's nuts.
And the people were in the hospital for the livers. That's what makes it even worse.
Oh, well, it's terrible, I know. What kind of guy is this?
I don't know. We'll get that in a bunch of stuff. Coming up next, the Self-Loader Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. More news. Another update from Karen coming up at 8:30.
Yeah, so, you know, we have this excessive force stuff going down in Miami-Dade County against three officers, but this I find really concerning. Virginia's attorney general says that Virginia Beach police forged DNA evidence in at least five criminal investigations, and one of the forgeries was presented in court as evidence.
Whoa. They didn't like that person a whole bunch.
Oh, my God.
But they know, and the problem with that is now they're going to have to probably throw away every case these cops ever touched.
Yeah.
No matter what happened.
Fix the whole state.
Good point. The attorney general announced that the forgeries of forensic science reports were discovered in April, and boy, now they got to go back and
Was it the forensic scientist doing it for the cops, or was it the cops changing the results?
Virginia Beach Police.
Wow.
Forged DNA evidence.
Oh, not good.
Yeah. So now, how can you trust anything? Wow.
No, you can't. You have to throw everything out.
Yeah, that more coming up.
Thank you, Karen. So what a shame, too. You have this beautiful technology with DNA evidence, and when it gets tainted like that.
It happened locally. They had that cop
it did.
In Martin County, arrested all those people on drug charges.
Yep.
They didn't have drugs on them.
Not
but
good.
He planted the stuff, and it took years for a lot of these people to get their names exonerated.
Man, that's terrible. Imagine fighting that. Nobody believes you.
No, remember the one with, was it Tampa? She said the guy was like, it's donut dust.
Oh, that's right.
And they arrested him. They said it was meth or coke or whatever. Remember? They destroyed his life.
Lost his job. His wife left him.
There was a whole bunch of stuff.
All I did was get donuts.
And he goes, I got a donut.
Jeez.
And when they don't like you, you're going to, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Okay.
All right. The president's going to come and meet with Democratic senators today. They're pushing the voting rights, as they call it, bills forward. To do that, they would have to get rid of the filibuster. So that's what he's going to push today. I want to see who he meets with.
Mm.
This will be a telltale sign.
Well, it's going to be, well, who's, Chuckie Schumer will be there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Nancy will be there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then who are they going to strong arm? I would assume Joe Manchin is going to be one of them. Maybe Kyrsten Sinema. I don't know. But I don't think it's to strong-arm people. I think it's to strategize how we're illegally going to get this done, but illegally get this done.
To change the rules, here how it breaks down, to allow voting rights legislation to pass in a simple majority instead of the 60 votes. So it would just be a simple majority. That's what would break the filibuster. That's what they're shooting for. But apparently they got pushback, not from the regulars, the usual suspects like Manchin and Sinema. There are some other Democratic senators saying, nah, this is going to hurt us in the end.
Well, it's kind of like changing the rules of the game in the middle of the game. You know, this is a little ploy that Congress has used for years and years and years. Now, all of a sudden, you want to get rid of it. Well, why do you want to get rid of it? Because what's wrong with the package you're trying to push through? You know, this would stop something bad from happening, and you want to get rid of the thing that's going to stop you. So how bad is this voter rights bill? That's how I look at it. If you're going to change the rules and change the way Congress does business to get your bill through, then something's wrong with the bill.
Yeah. And it may be a big backlash, too, if this thing doesn't work, because they know even you got hardcore Democrats saying this is way too extreme. If you're just changing the rules on this, it may backfire.
Again, I go to what does the federal government. Okay. Yeah. Just look at COVID. Look at the way the federal government, from starting with Trump, handled this whole pandemic. You want them to run your election? Are you crazy? Everything they touch, they turn to crap. Sorry.
Here's a good sign for things in the future, though, maybe. Yesterday we had, what was that Tennessee festival they were talking about?
Oh, Bonnaroo.
Coming back. Now Coachella's back for the first time since 2019.
Oh, do they have the lineups?
That's usually like
headbanging groups, right? Alternate groups?
Not really.
No?
Very poppy. You have no interest in any of these people.
Is Lizzo there?
Oh, I hope so. That'd be great.
I'll go.
Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, Kanye West.
Oh, boy, that is poppy.
Swedish House Mafia. Jen's got that shirt on today, ironically. Amazing.
They're
going to headline the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival in California. It's April. It was called off 2 years in a row because of you know what. But if that's back, and that's a huge festival, and it's California, people are done.
Yeah, for now it's back. Newsom hasn't gotten his hands on it yet.
Right.
He's the governor of California in the event you don't know. He'll end up, you know, trashing it and saying we can't do it because of COVID. But I think, again, you got promoters who have dished out millions and multi-millions of dollars over the years to have their concerts canceled. They're taking a bath. They can't afford to stay in business anymore. They need to have shows. What's his name? Rod Stewart just canceled the leg of his Australian leg. After he goes, no one can come to the show. They're going to make him sit like 20 feet apart. He said, no, it's not worth it.
He was like, look what they did to Djokovic. Heavens. You're not going to put me in a cell.
They said Djokovic, by the way, that ordeal for him isn't over. He hasn't gotten the free and clear to go play at the Australian Open. He might be practicing it wherever he's staying, but they haven't given him okay yet.
At this point, he should just boycott it. Take one of the number one player in tennis and refuse to play there. That's what he should do.
I agree.
Say, well, you're not going to get me. And then he'd get other tennis players and athletes to boycott them. That would affect them.
Yeah.
You know, stop trying to appease them. They're nuts.
I got a feeling he needs the win, though, to get that whatever it is when you win all of them.
I guess.
He needs the win. So, I who knows? I'd leave too.
But festivals are coming back. This means crowds will be full if they're announcing things like that. And people are just done, apparently. So fed up with pandemic talk. I think it's a growing trend. At this bar in Ireland, they'll fine you for even talking about COVID-19.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cursed jar. Every time you mention COVID, you mention pandemic, you mention, you know, anything, they fine you. It is equivalent to, I think it's a $2 fine. So now they get this jar.
Outstanding.
And they said they've already donated like $1,000 to a local charity, and the pot just keeps on getting bigger. I'm like, this is great.
It's the Alt Bar in Ireland. The COVID fine jar.
That's wonderful. I think it's a great idea.
They're going to rotate the charities. The first one went to Donegal Hospice, which is very nice. Yeah, they showed a picture of the fine jar. It's big.
Wow.
It just fed up.
Good for them. You know what? They want to go in there and drink, and they don't want to listen to, you know, you got to wear a mask. So I got to pull the mask down and take a swig? Sure. Okay.
That's true. I didn't look to see if they have mask rules there. They probably do.
It's Ireland. Isn't all of the UK still locked down? Because look at Boris Johnson. They wanted to fire him when they found out he went to some private party without a mask on 2 years ago. They're trying to run him out of town. I'm like, okay.
How dare you, Boris?
How dare you? Get your hair cut first, and then we'll talk about getting you run out of town.
All right, speaking of the UK, we'll get to the UK doctor, the psychopath who carved his initials into patients.
Hey, maybe somebody's going to take this and turn it into like a really creepy movie like Hannibal Lecter.
Sure sounds like one.
We could write the screenplay now. Come on.
We'll update you on him coming up next and more. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Karen. We'll see you soon for more news. The South Florida Morning Show. All right, now listen. Within 1.2 million miles of Earth may not sound like a close call to you, but when the thing is moving 43,000 miles per hour, it sounds like it to me.
And it's, what, a half mile wide? Isn't it? It's pretty big, isn't it?
It's like that movie Look Up.
Oh, God, stupid movie.
I know, I was dumb. I gave up on that movie, by the way.
I did, too. It came so political, I was like, okay, I'm done.
It's a skyscraper-sized asteroid, Jen.
Oh, God.
Going to make its closest path by Earth next week. This is according to NASA. They just came out with this, the latest... I guess the trajectory.
You know what the funny part about it was? Did I read this wrong? They said this is going to be the closest this asteroid will be to us over the next 20 years. So that means it comes by us every year?
And who knew? I don't know.
And how many of that's what they say. How many of them come by all the time?
Close enough to observe with a small telescope. So Jen's going to be out there.
I will. When's it coming?
A little science kit telescope. Tuning in. Meow. It's early next week, I think they said.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll keep an eye out for you. Look up.
Look up, and when you feel the breeze, you know it went by.
Okay. There's got to be things that came closer and they never told us, though. Because you notice how they have asteroid stories all the time now.
Yeah. Don't you remember just what? About a month ago, they released that rocket thing.
That's right.
That's carrying that little, you know, probe that's supposed to embed itself in the asteroid.
Uh-huh.
They said it's so they can collect stuff from the asteroid. That could very well be because they're loaded with all kinds of minerals that are worth a fortune.
It's worth like $1 billion or something.
Yeah. But I think it's also to see if they can push it out of the way. So in the event something is coming our way.
Absolutely. I hope so. I hope they are working on something.
I can only hope, because in that stupid movie, Up, they hadn't a clue. Especially
no.
The way that it was just so funny, the White House. Okay, we'll take it under advisement and we'll talk about it. Like, what?
This will destroy Earth. You know how many of those we get?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's like, holy cow.
Well, this was actually a pretty big development because of what it could lead to. It's not just a tabloid thing. Prince Andrew... He was trying to get that sexual assault lawsuit tossed. The accuser was that local girl from Royal Palm Beach.
Yeah, Virginia
Giuffre.
Yeah.
Oh, the judge in New York said, no. This is going to go on as planned. This may lead to a couple of different things. He may have to testify in New York.
Oof, never happened.
Here's the biggie. This is what some of the English, the UK lawyers are saying and the legal experts. Also, as part of this lawsuit that the girl wants, the accuser wants, well, her team and I'm sure other people want, unseal all of the stuff that was hidden in the Ghislaine Maxwell thing, because it's all connected. These were the names that were hidden.
No,
that would be huge.
Okay, you look at the people that you know that are on this list.
Right.
Because they were seen on the plane. They were seen on the island. Bill Gates being one of them. The Clintons being others. Well, at least Bill. I don't know. Was Hillary there? I don't think so.
Big names.
You get some serious names. Let's go back, though, because Prince Andrew, who's his mother? the queen.
Right.
You think she's going to allow this to go through? I don't. I can't imagine. This woman has suffered enough just with Harry leaving and living in the United States. That almost killed her. You know what this is going to do to her? They find out that her son's a creep. And it's proven now. So right now, the queen's on the phone with all of her buddies going, okay, this is the scoop. You give this girl, this woman, anything she wants.
Exactly.
Castles, horses, cows, sheep, cars, land. I don't care. This is never going to see a light of day in a courtroom.
Give him Harry.
She'd probably.
You can have Harry.
No, she'll probably take the other one. Take Markle.
You can have the Markles.
Take her with you, please.
So the English tabloids are coming out now with exactly how much they were willing to pay her in the, you know, to get the suit to go away.
Oh, wow.
$13 million.
Oh, that's nothing.
Rejected. Nothing.
Yeah.
This is the quote from Virginia Dufresne's lawyers. She wants her day in court. I don't think it's just about money. I don't.
I don't think it's about money either. I think she wants him to fall. Yeah. You know what? If it were me and that happened to me, I'd probably feel the same way. She got $500,000, granted, you can blow through $500,000 rather quickly. But she got $500,000 from Jeffrey Epstein, and Prince Andrew thought that deal that she had with Jeffrey Epstein exonerated him as well. And the judge said, nah, you know what? This thing isn't, it's kind of too arbitrary. I don't know really what it means. So your name isn't there. Nah. You're part of this lawsuit now.
Oh, boy.
I can't dismiss it. Sorry.
We'll see what happens. He may have to test if I come to New York. How embarrassing is that for the royal family?
Ooh, I'm telling you, that'll never take place.
Probably won't.
The Queen will never allow that. Wow. Accidents happen, you know.
Also in the UK, this is just gross. It's so funny. I thought the same thing you did. How Hannibal Lecter is this guy?
And it really isn't, but it is. Because what makes you do this kind of thing?
Ego.
Yeah, it's got to be. Or he just thought it would be funny. Who the hell knows? He was doing a liver transplant. Do they do liver transplants? Liver surgery? Whatever the case may be. He's one of the foremost.
They said transplant, so,
right?
Yeah.
So he's one of the foremost transplant surgeons in all of the UK. Okay, let's start there. The guy's got like credentials that are like incredible. So why would you? I just don't get this. But anyway. Apparently, one of the people that he operated on, this guy's name is Simon Bramhall. One of the people he operated on had complications and had to go in for a follow-up procedure. Another surgeon did that procedure. And when he opened up the patient, saw initials carved into the liver that had been placed in his body.
He did it with an argon beam coagulator.
How the hell did you know that?
It was in the story.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, I was pretty impressed.
I just made it up. So it wasn't just like a scalpel knife cut thing. He like burned it in.
Oh, my God.
What a lunatic.
But you know, the funny part, it must have been in the same hospital because this guy must have been fairly well known because the other surgeon knew who it was right away.
Right.
So either they knew each other or this guy's name was well known. So he turned him in, obviously. Then they had to admit that he did it to another patient. And they were, how big were the letters? They were really big. Like, what did they say, an inch high?
Like an inch high.
Holy cow.
No, these people were in for new livers.
Jeez.
You graffitied them.
Yeah, and the question is, did putting the initials in destroy the liver or cause damage to the liver?
He claims no, but the thing's been going on since like 2013 when he first did it, so it's been gone back and forth. He won his first case to get his medical license back. And then it went up for review a few months ago again, and he admitted what he did was wrong. So they reversed that decision. He's not a doctor anymore.
Yeah, other doctors aren't going to let you back into the field after you do something like that. I mean, how bad is that? You know? It's almost as bad as eating them, like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, that's the only thing that kept him from being Hannibal. He didn't eat the liver.
No, he didn't. He did give them a bottle of Chianti, though.
Oh, wow, beautiful.
I'm teasing.
I guess this has been a huge story over there for a long time. They've been following me back and forth.
Can you imagine? Say you go to, you know, you go to the Cleveland Clinic or you go to the Mayo Clinic or some big, you know, hospital organization in this country, and you find out that their top prominent transplant surgeon is leaving his initials on body parts. That's crazy. That's nuts.
Like, that's right. I signed you because I'm an artiste.
All I'm thinking is, thank God he didn't do my boobs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, really. Who knows what's
can
signed
you imagine?
In there?
Jeez, that'd be scary. God. Sorry.
Here's a follow-up that's actually pretty cool. We've known who the suspects are for quite some time. Those two idiots that vandalized the southernmost point buoy in Key West.
Mm-hmm.
How they were caught's amazing. It was the bartender that turned him in.
Gotta love the bartender.
Oh, it's great.
Thank you.
Get that and more. It's next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Once again, news is on its way. Karen's going to deliver that for you at 9 o'clock. What's coming up?
Well, some news, you got to really dig it up because it kind of goes away, but the suspect in Wisconsin's parade, they're calling
that
it...
that creepy guy, yeah.
This thing.
The Wire's calling it a parade tragedy.
No.
We killed people.
It was an attack.
Yeah, it was like a terrorist attack, right?
Yeah.
He's now facing 71 new charges. They've updated the criminal complaint. He's due in court tomorrow. Includes 61 counts of recklessly endangering safety. Six counts of hit and run. So he's already charged with killing an 8-year-old boy and 5 adults. And they say that he deliberately crashed his SUV through barricades and slammed into the crowd of performers 4 days before Thanksgiving.
Truly amazing, but not surprising how Waukesha went away. Amazing. You didn't hear anything past a week when that story happened.
Well, after the SUV crashed the parade, remember they blamed it on the car?
Yeah. SUV accident. Remember that headline?
This is an SUV parade tragedy.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, he'll be in court tomorrow.
Wow.
That more coming up.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate it very much. See you at 9, about 11 minutes away. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. These two dopes are going to be in court again pretty soon, too. The two vandals, we already know they were already caught over the... I think it was New Year's Eve, wasn't it?
It was somewhere around there.
Between Christmas and New Year's Eve, vandalizing the southernmost point, the buoy, the national landmark. Everybody has a picture of that somewhere on Facebook
in
Key West. Here's the background on the whole thing. It's the southernmost point, you know that much. It's 90 miles from Cuba. They found an old Christmas tree somewhere left on the street, probably on Duval, dragged it to the buoy. They set it on fire, and that's how it damaged the buoy. They were caught. Now we're finding out how they were caught. A bartender who served them that night saw the footage. He recognized them as two jerks in his bar that didn't leave a tip.
See, stiff the bartender. He'll remember you forever.
Staff. So he contacts the cops. He said, hey, you check out my security. You can identify these guys with facial ID. Sure enough, confirms the same guys.
Wow.
21-year-old Skylar Jacobson, 22-year-old David Perkins.
Who didn't think 10 seconds ahead of their lives.
Found the names looking up receipts.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
And how drunk were these kids? Because they are kids.
They got an extra dig in, too, and they sent this to the... Miami and Key West to media outlets. They sent him some footage of lots of footage of them hitting on girls and getting rejected. How nice is that?
See what happens when you stiff the bartender.
That's
and the
right.
Staff comes back to bite you.
They restored the buoy, by the way.
Yeah, they did that like almost overnight, too. Yeah. The mayor down there made that announcement. She was all upset. And you remember when we were down in Key West when we went? That was like a block away from our hotel. Like if we walked along the beach, you ran right into it.
It's right down there.
It was. I tried to have a picture, but the line was like 1,000 people long. I was like, okay, I'm done.
You almost did run into it. I stumbled over it. I remember that night. The damage to it was about $1,000, though. One of them turned himself in. The other one has agreed to surrender, but he's not there yet.
He'd probably already left town by the time he probably got on a plane early that morning and left is what happened. You're talking about Key West. This is pretty cool, too. A segment of the 110-year-old Florida Keys Bridge is now reopened to pedestrians and bicyclists.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's all part of the old 7-mile bridge. It began late 2017. The reason it took so long, it was $44 million. They had to restore it, not rebuild it. So they had to use the same stuff they used before. So it's a 2.2-mile span that you can now walk on and ride your bicycle on.
Salt water and salt air does a lot of damage to stuff.
It sure does.
To old stuff.
I mean, I saw parts of that, though, when we were driving down to Key West. Well, like, there's trees growing out of the middle of the bridge on the road. It's like, wow.
Yeah, the old one.
Yeah, like, holy cow, look at that. Yeah, not the new one, the old one.
Nature survives.
Wow, there really is. It's amazing. Amazing. Can we stay in Florida for just a couple of more stories? Because this is big. Martin County School District is going to launch, the online tutoring that Palm Beach County District did?
Oh, yeah.
Martin County approved it. It's called PAPER. It's online tutoring. 200 subjects. Teachers are available 24/7, 365 days a year.
That's all good.
Kids go online. They learn. That's I think it's a good thing. I know they started it, was it last week? Week before here in Palm Beach County?
Yeah, I think so.
So that, let me tell you, that would have been a lifesaver for me. Because there are certain things that I really struggled with. And if it had been nice, at 10 o'clock at night when no one else was around, I could have called somebody or gone online and said, yo, could you teach me how to do this problem? It would have been wonderful. So, good for Martin County.
Excellent. Yeah, it is. It's a good program.
I like it. It would be nice for me. And if you go to Busch Gardens or SeaWorld, they're giving you a free beer. This is pretty cool, too. You got to be a, you got to have one of those fun cards, though, to go to Busch Gardens or an annual pass in SeaWorld that starts Saturday. Busch Gardens starts tomorrow. So if you want a free beer, it's nice.
Remember, it's very nice.
Remember Busch Gardens used to give you, you could just go back in line. They'd give you that one glass and then, oh, I want another one, and you go back.
It was the greatest thing.
That's when Budweiser owned it, yeah.
Got in with a student pass, so that was nothing. You should just go there, line up 50 times, get the little tiny shots of beer. It's fantastic. I don't think I ever saw the animals.
I was going to say, did you ever make it to class?
Not a lot. Not a lot. It was right down the street from USF. Still is. Do I want to go to English, or are we just going to go? Let's go to Busch Gardens.
Let's go get a beer.
And then they had the Clydesdales, too.
Those
were great.
You know, I used to walk in that barn and just think, look at the size of these animals, but you never saw one fly in that barn, ever.
You could walk into the barn for the Clydesdales?
Yeah, where the horses were kept, sure.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and each one, you know, what do you mean it was weird? They'd have,
I was
like,
in the brewery.
Oh, I know, they would run them around the park, too. They would pull the wagon around the park, but...
They are, though. They're intimidating, too. They're huge.
Yeah, they're big animals, but they're so majestic. But you'd go in that barn, and it's cleaner than my house. I was like, this is incredible. It really was. But each horse had, like, four people taking care of it. Thinking, I want to come back as a Budweiser horse.
Yeah, they're kind of like the royalty of horses.
Yeah, they're treated very, very well. Uh-huh. So, are they ever going to come back in a Budweiser commercial, like during the Super Bowl?
That's one of those mysteries. I don't know why. I mean, they brought him back a little bit last year, didn't they? And why not?
I don't remember him last year.
It was such a great tradition.
Wow, yeah, it was. And then they had the little, remember the little one, and then the dog and the puppy story, and then they had the donkey who wanted to be the Budweiser horse, and... They had such great... They must have hired a new ad agency.
I don't know. Let's hope. They're starting to show Super Bowl commercials already, by the way. The playoffs haven't even started yet.
I just saw one. I guess it was a potato chip or, I don't know, Fritos or Doritos. I'm thinking, we don't even know who's playing and you're showing commercials? Why do they do that?
Too early. Way too early.
Is it because no one watches the game? I mean, why?
I don't know if that's it. By the way, speaking of that, kick off the 9 o'clock hour. The NFL doing very well for itself. Ratings way up.
Yeah.
Way up.
Yeah, could it get any worse than it was last year?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
All right, we got that and a lot more to talk about. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.